Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a song and a Bible reading this wonderful Friday morning. It's a great day to be alive, but even more so, it's a great day to trust the Lord and put all of our worries, all of our cares, all of our thoughts in His wonderful hands. We worry about so much. We have so much to deal with. But He's asking us to trust Him. What that looks like, we don't always know. And we may never know. But He says that we can trust Him. And He's proved Himself to us. And if He has not proven Himself to you, then maybe you haven't put your trust in Him. Maybe you haven't given that chance to Him. So, we can practice putting our faith in Him. We can look for ways that we can let go and give Him control over our lives. You can start with little things, and then He's teaching us how to give over more and more to Him. I will trust and never be afraid, though I tread sunshine or in shade. Jesus walks along the road with me, and He guides my footsteps constantly. I will sing a happy song, no shadows fall, for I know my Lord will hear my faintest call. Such a friend for worlds I'd never trade. I'll trust in Him, I will not be afraid. I'll trust in Him, I will not be afraid. Yes, I will trust and never be afraid. And He'll help us with that. I do think we get afraid sometimes, and we show it in one form or another, but He knows, and He cares, and He's always there to hold your hand, walk you through it, and we'll learn to trust Him. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him. For grace to trust Him more. We need His help even with trusting Him. It is a life of full dependency on Jesus and what He's done for us and what He gives us day by day through His Holy Spirit. Ah, thank you, Lord. I want to let you know before I forget, our family is going to be in Hoffman, Oklahoma tonight, singing at the Hoffman Baptist Church. They're trying to raise money for a new roof, and we thought we'd help them out with that. It's our privilege too. So if you haven't seen us and you're in the area, come on out. Lend your support to this project. A roof is pretty important. We're going to be reading today in John 6. Let's pray. Lord, help us to trust You. Lord, help us to give all things over to You so that we don't have to worry, we don't have to be afraid. And just help us, Lord, even by reading Your word this morning, to instill faith. For You said that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith is that essential thing that proves You. Lord, bless us this morning. In this song and in this Bible reading, Bless each and every one that's listening, that's watching. Lord, may your Spirit reach out and touch each one that's going through trials. Let there be comfort and healing and peace. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, chapter 6, verse 1, and we'll probably only read part of it. It's a long chapter. So, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come unto him. And he said unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread, that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here which hath 4 or 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are these among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over, and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world." When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. And he said unto them, "It is I, be not afraid." Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. Isn't that a miracle? 22. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone, they were doing some investigating. Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, "Rabbi, when camest thou hither?" Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give you, for him hath God the Father sealed." Then they'd say unto him, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent." They said therefore unto him, "What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work?" "Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto the Lord, Evermore give us this bread. And maybe I'll end with this verse. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Thank you, Lord, for that. Wonderful words of life. Lord, let them be life-giving and faith-giving so that we could believe you more and more. Thanks so much for spending some time with me. It tells me a lot about you if you'll spend a little time in the Word and in a song. And I hope this may not be the only time that you spend with the Lord, and I hope it's not. But I do hope that it's an encouragement to you and helps you in your walk with the Lord. I pray that it's just kind of that spark that can cause you to trust him more and walk with him more closely and fulfill your ministry, because you do. You have a ministry that you have been given through Christ. You're his hand extended to those round about you. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's the nurse that helps you every couple days or so. Maybe it's your doctor, maybe it's your grandkids, but you are his hand extended to show forth the love of Christ to those round about him, you. So I hope this is an encouragement to you. It's an encouragement to me. If any of you are going through troubles, our family prays for you. And I wish you could get in on some of our family prayer meetings. We would love to have you join us. And I guess if you're close by Shakota, you can. What else can I tell you? Thanks so much for supporting our Facebook and YouTube page. I've got to say, being online is really, I mean, as nice as it is, it's really not, oh, I don't know how to say this. It's not our first love. But the Lord has given it to us as an avenue to get out our music. But I'll tell you, it's not our favorite thing to perform and play or read in front of a little camera. We would love to see you face to face. If you know of any place in your area, whether it be a church or venue, that we could come out and meet you and play, we'd love that. And you don't expect anything professional from our family. We are who we are, and we like to give the experience of you being in our living room. Oh, and if you want to come to our living room, if you're coming through Oklahoma on I-40, give us a call. We'll have you over. We can have a meal or meet you in town even, and we'd love to meet you. So thanks so much for all the support. And what I guess my point was, putting out videos every day, as for our music, is not an easy thing. It takes a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of dedication. If you want to support us in that, join our VIP page, AmundsenFamilyMusic.com. Push on the blue button, and you can support us in that. If you like the music that we're putting on, then we would love the support and the help, because it does take time. Also, you can buy our brand new gospel album. If you like the kind of music that we play, you can have that for yourself and go to our website, to the store, AmundsenFamilyMusic.com, and you can buy our new album plus all our other albums and a bunch of other things that Gabe makes. I think you'd really enjoy that. So thank you so much. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Hey, if you're anywhere near Shakota, Oklahoma, go to Hoffman Baptist Church. If you need to know more details, let me know. And maybe I'll put an ad up on Facebook today just to give you details as well. And then tomorrow we're in Seneca, Missouri at Pam's Place. If you like bluegrass and you're in the area, I know you know about Pam's Place. So take care, everybody. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow morning.